We're on the telephone with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of Nebraska Cattlemen. Well, Michael, the proposed rule for animal disease traceability is in its comment period right now, and USDA extended that comment period to December 9th. It's been out for a while. You've kind of had a chance to look it over and get a lot of input on it. Let's talk, first of all, about what Nebraska Cattlemen thinks about this.
You betcha. Our member policy, a policy developed by our members, would support an animal identification program for disease surveillance. Now, it's pretty specific to that area, and so we have been, with that in mind, really looking at, and we continue to look at, this proposed rule with that set of glasses on. And so then it leads us to ask some questions and to try to understand exactly what USDA is proposing. I think real quickly, and I appreciate you mentioning that the comment rule has been extended to December 9th, and that is crucial for producers to understand that they need to, if they have interest in this issue, which I think most cattlemen probably do and should, and that is to provide comments to the department, the United States Department of Agriculture, by December 9th, and there's several different mediums by which it's pretty easy to do so. The other thing is to understand exactly what's being proposed, and in essence, there's two basic proposals. The first is it would cover cattle 18 months of age and old, breeding, what we would probably call breeding cattle more than anything, and then some event cattle such as show cattle, rodeo cattle, that sort of thing. And all the while remembering that only cattle that cross state lines would be affected by this rule. So if cattle are born in the state of Nebraska and destined to stay in the state of Nebraska for their entire life, then they don't need to be identified. If they plan to cross the state lines, then under this rule, at some point in time, they would have to be identified. And the reason I say at some point in time, because there's two stages. The first stage is breeding cattle. The second stage would be feeder cattle or cattle under 18 months of age. And so it's very important to understand that how this rule transitions into requiring cattle to be identified and which cattle are required to be identified.
So what are some of what you see the positives and negatives of the proposed rule here?
Good question. From the first transition or the first set of cattle that come in, we really don't see a lot of changes to what we currently have to do to ship those cattle out of state anyway. So, for instance, let's say you have a load of breeding heifers, first calf heifers or calf heifers that have calved or cows, that you're going to ship to another state for whatever reason. They have to already be identified through a process, specifically through their health papers. And so we really don't see a huge change within this sector of currently what we're doing already. So we don't anticipate there'll be a big change on producers there. Now, how to track that and assure that that's being done, I think is a fair and good question, especially from USDA standpoint. And the reason that's important is because the second stage, or the stage that would bring in the feeder cattle for us in our industry, at least in the cattle industry, would trigger, according to the rule, 1 year after USDA has determined, that 70% of the cattle in the first stage are in compliance. And so I think some natural questions then are how are we going to measure compliance? Who's doing that? Is it spread across the industry? Knowing that states are required to keep the information, to house the information, then what is how is the system communicating in itself, talking to each other, just so you can achieve that compliance standard? Then, of course, once that compliance standard hits, and then 1 year later, we have no idea to know how much time that would be. I think I've heard a lot of speculation in terms of how long that would take. Then feeder cattle kick into place. And that's going to be the majority of cattle in this country regarding crossing state lines. And so there's some questions there as well, because not all feeder cattle at this point in time have to be identified depending upon how they're traveling. They do have to have health papers and so forth, but there's some differences regarding what we currently do as to what the rule would propose. That's a long way down the road, and that's why producers need to be asking some questions and trying to determine how that would affect their individual individual business.
Some people have used the argument with the big numbers of cattle that have been coming up from the south here this year with the drought down there, an argument that for the need for this program.
You know, I've heard that. And again, considering disease surveillance, I think that's a fair argument or a fair debate, according to our members. If you consider, and understand, we're dealing with a lot of what-ifs here. Those cattle that are coming up here, what if those cattle choose to stick around? What if those cattle are carrying some type of disease that would cause our native industry, if we can use that term, to be subjected to quarantines, to the lack of the ability to export, which would be the most severe, out of the state of Nebraska, and then varying degrees of lesser degree thereof. For instance, you have to test cattle before you can ship them out. We already have to do that in some cases, but certainly not all. And so I think that's a fair question to ask. In this case, the ability to monitor those cattle from or track them from a disease surveillance standpoint does give us an opportunity that, God forbid, should we ever have an incident, we might be able to negotiate and hopefully would be able to negotiate that instance or through that incident much smoother and much quicker than we could if we didn't have a disease traceability system. So that's the idea, and I think that's a fair debate. Again, considering to try to understand what those cattle may be bringing with them, and then, you know, are they going to stick around? Or are they going to go back home? I think it's safe to say they're not going to go back anytime soon, certainly until they get some rain and some forage in the south. But that's a fair question.
So I guess to kind of summarize, certainly cattlemen are supportive of having animal disease traceability, you're saying, but they just want to make sure it's a program that doesn't put a lot of burdens on them.
That's a great way to put that. And so we're still trying to understand, again, what we've seen in the first phase is not a lot different than what we're already doing. The second phase brings up some questions regarding specifically the feeder cattle, but understand, at least from what we understand, that some of that phase-in is dependent upon the compliance of the first phase. And so there still is some unknowns and some opportunities there, so we just need to remain very vigilant.